T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the great mystery, in a way, is why she's ever been planning to go ahead with it. We've known for weeks that she didn't have the votes to win it. She wasn't even close to having the votes to win it. They seem to have thought that if they gave people the deal, that they might warm to it when they saw it. But if anything, the opposite has happened. And more people have been coming out against it, either because they think that it's too hard a Brexit, or it's not hard enough a Brexit, or they are realizing all the various problems with it and nobody can see any advantages. And so today she announced that she clearly wasn't going to get it through, so she was going to put it on hold for now.
What about the future of not only Brexit, but Prime Minister May? I mean, some Brexit opponents could turn this around and use this against her, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, they already are. And May today, it has to be said, I mean, incredible stamina, gave a statement that lasted for close to 3 hours in Parliament, taking question after question after question. But she got about 3 sentences into her statement before she was just greeted with laughter in the Commons and had to stop to let people calm down. So her authority, which sort of seems constantly to ebb away, continues to ebb away. Conservative MPs continue to be angry, to feel that things aren't going very well. The thing that's keeping her in place is that, apart from the fact that replacing her will be difficult, it's not clear that anyone who replaces her will face exactly the same parliamentary arithmetic that she faces. So it's not obvious who in the Conservative Party would be able to get any deal through any better than May can.
So ultimately, Robert, is it possible that Brexit never happens?
Anything is possible, Mike. Anything's possible. I still think probably it happens. I mean, we're on a legislative path now. If nobody does anything, Britain leaves the European Union without a deal on March the 29th. And so something has to happen to change that. I think it's more likely that you get a soft Brexit. It's more likely that that May's deal, at some point people look at it and say, well, I'd rather have this than any of the alternatives, which essentially is how May is selling it. She's not saying it's beautiful. She's saying it's the least ugly version out there. But the whole process is looking madder and more fraught today than it did last week. And it looked pretty mad and fraught last week.
Well, it is something else. Bloomberg's Robert Hutton. Robert, great insight. Thanks for your time today.
Cheers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.